you would, maybe wouldn't.
See what happens.
You're on.
Send it out anyway and see what happens.
Well, technology's here.
Okay.
Especially for now. I don't mind.
We will call the Board of Equalization to order for December 29th, 2021 at 8:33 on the clock. Attendance by the Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Haxby, Schuler, Tiemann, Dorn, and Byers, and Lytle. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented?
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor with Juergens voting no. Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting?
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public or requests for future agenda items for equalization? Seeing none, we'll move on to approve or disapprove tax correction slip number 29.
I would move to approve tax correction slip number 29.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Where did that tax correction slip end up?
I passed it over that way now.
Any questions on that? Seeing none, I would ask you to please vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. Next, I would ask for a motion to go into public hearing at 8:35 on the clock to approve or disapprove tax exemption on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofit, this one being the PEO home.
I move we go into public hearing.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn to go into public hearing at 8:36. Please vote. 7 in favor. We're in public hearing. This is for PEO vehicles. It's a Dodge 2016 Dodge minivan. It's used for transporting residents for medical and other appointments, and they are a qualifying nonprofit. Any discussion from the board? Any input from the public? If not, I'd ask for a motion to come out of public hearing at 8:36.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries.
I would move to approve the exemption.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn to approve the tax exemption certificate for 2016 Dodge minivan for PEO home, actually the PEO sisterhood. Any discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Patty, do you have anything wonderful for us this morning?
Well, basically, Lisa and I have been talking, and of course, that storm, what was it, 2 weeks ago? If anybody's lost buildings or anything like that, give us a call or stop in. We can go over your property record card and see what buildings are down. It would be what's down January 1st, which naturally we don't have much time to look at that, but we know that that went through, so... the statements that came out now, that will not affect what to Lori's office because those came out in December. But next year it will affect what goes on or what you're going to rebuild. Or I don't know if Lisa has anything to say about it or basically just let us know what's going on and what buildings were destroyed. Or
yeah, I just to clarify, I think at committee meeting I just shared with you our county did do a declaration of disaster, which is common protocol when we know we've got met over the threshold. And so some of the concerns, you know, as we keep driving, landowners are now doing their property assessments through their insurance agents, and their adjusters are scheduled 2 to 3 weeks out. When I contacted Patty's office in concern for the reporting process, we know there's going to be a time delay with the reporting process for damages. So how does that affect the the property tax, you know, when, and the reporting process. And so that's what we worked with Patty on a little bit. So.
How much time are we talking about to get to this?
Well, at this point, we can't get to everybody's by January 1, so we're just going to have to look at what, you know, what's so, down now and go from there. And then what they'll rebuild. I mean, I don't know how much they'll get done. It's what's there January 1st. If they start rebuilding in February after a building's completely down, that won't be taxed till the following year. So
essentially, some of those buildings, though, where I was confused with some of those buildings that were damaged 100%, and yet they intend on rebuilding, could have, you know, a full year of no taxation. It just needs to be reported. So getting that information out there to the public is most important. So when some people are somewhat hesitant about calling the assessor's office, you know, anyway, to do a review, at least it still does trigger the fact of make sure you're remembering that, you know, if you have lost or had damage, you know, to do call the assessor's office. So but.
I think we need through the news media or somebody to let the public know what they have these issues and so they can deal with them.
Yep.
A lot of people just don't know. They don't understand.
Right. Yep. So
I'm going to add a little bit to it that's not going to be as pleasant, though, is that it works both ways. When you put something up and when you do things like that, too, you need to let us know. So
everything works,
you know,
both ways.
Yeah. So I'm not trying to be, because I'm really sympathetic to those that lost, but when you put something up and you build and, you know, things are done differently,
yep.
We may see that when we come out. So, and, you know, those it
we want to help everybody that we can.
We just want to tax everybody fairly. So that's kind of where everything's from. So.
All right. If there's nothing else, we'll adjourn equalization at 8:40.
Terry didn't have any.